This is Scientific American's 60 Second Mind. I'm Christy Nicholson. Got a minute? Consider the times you've hopped on a subway, boarded a plane, or entered a waiting room. And chances are, you probably avoided engaging with any fellow commuters or patients. But contrary to what we might think, we'd actually be happier if we did strike up a conversation with a total stranger. In a study, commuters in Chicago were asked to either talk with a stranger on a train, or sit quietly alone, or do whatever they normally do on their commute. Then, they responded to a survey about how they felt. It turns out that those who engaged with strangers had the most pleasurable experience, and those who remained solitary on the train had the least enjoyable experience. These answers were then compared with another group that did not participate, but instead had to predict how they might feel in each situation. And this group thought talking with strangers would be the least enjoyable by far. The study is in the Journal of Experimental Psychology. So, despite being social animals and enjoying social engagement, we avoid chatting with strangers. Why? Well, according to a follow-up study, it's because we think, wrongly, that strangers don't want to talk with us. Well, the one way to get over this, of course, is to practice reaching out. Who knows? Commuting could become a lot more enjoyable. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Mind, I'm Christy Nicholson.